the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your geese on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Welcome, everybody. That's right. Plum Love Foods Live is on the air Thursday, November the 5th, 2020. Mm. 1 week closer, Jeffy, to the end of 2020. And 1 week closer to figuring out if we have a new president. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's on its way to some history.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the MVPs of this election are hands down the map guys. The map guys that are on Fox News, CNN, NBC. I don't care which one you watch. The fucking map guys are the shit. They are my absolute favorite. Dude, I can't get enough watching the map guys. That one guy on CNN, or was it MSNBC? He was my favorite. He's fucking got his shirt untucked. He's sweating. His armbands are rolled up. He's down.
It's
like
very
a,
intense.
He's almost in a three-point stance pointing out this county and this county. And let me tell you about the... That dude's my favorite. Let me tell you what. It's like a Super Bowl for him. And then, guess what happened to the map guys, Jeffy? Not only was it a Super Bowl once, those motherfuckers are still doing it. They're having like a three-peat. They're still doing Super Bowl for them. Unbelievable. Yeah. Map guys are my favorite. The next election, if you guys haven't done this yet, I highly recommend you just channel surf and watch the map guys. They are the absolute best thing you'll ever see in your life. The map guys,
yeah,
Jeffy. Come on, you're not with
me. I haven't paid attention. I was just going to say, for me, all these maps have been so confusing. It's like, I feel like every other channel, it's a different winner.
Dude.
And like, everything is, it's like, you know, the numbers, like, 1 minute, I'll be like, look, Amber, it's 9-something or whatever. It's, you know, 292 or whatever. She's like, what? And we look back, and it's like 214. And I'm like, I swear it was a different number. I just, the whole thing gets very confusing.
Look, I'm not even
like
talking
Congress,
about...
And it's the House.
It's not the content of what they're putting out, Jeffy. It's the effort they're putting into it. We're talking Hall of Fame efforts by these gentlemen. It's my favorite thing to watch.
You think it's like NFL.
Oh,
it's like high quality production is what you're really excited about.
You're looking at first round draft picks playing in the Super Bowl, doing the best that they can. It's unbelievable. And you could tell today.
I'm going to pay closer attention.
I was just flipping through some channels before I came down here with the wife. We were watching some of the news, election coverage, and catching up. And the guy on CNN, he's fizzling out. He's starting to slur his words. He's pressing the wrong buttons. He's fading, brother. He's fading. Let me tell you something. My man on MSNBC, that brother, he's going to move up in the world. He'll be on CBS next year. That dude is a Hall of Famer. Icon.
Better drugs. More yoga. I'm telling you. Shit's real.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I don't know. The election stuff, is it dumb that I care. Like, I care. I do. But I don't understand why anybody would be so invested in it. I mean,
I don't know. I've always said that it's two wings to the same dirty bird.
Right.
It doesn't really matter to me so much to who wins. I'm more concerned about someone winning by a lot so that there's no discrepancies about who's the winner. I don't want to deal with any of that kind of bullshit, you know, which I feel like we're all going to have to
deal with. That's going to happen anyway. You know that Trump's already said he's already challenging Wisconsin. He's going to challenge Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, by the way, he had a massive lead. That's gone. He had a massive lead in Georgia. Last time I checked, it was down to under 2,500.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible, man. I want it all to be over. I want it to be Christmas time, Jeffy. I love Christmas time.
It's funny because I just saw him do a speech, and he was saying how they already won, but they keep counting, and now he's not winning, and you know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
When he was winning, why wouldn't you just stop counting?
That's what he wants to do. Funny. He wants them all to stop counting.
Yeah. Well, from before, though. He wants to be like, no. Remember yesterday when I was on top?
Right.
Stop.
Let's go back to that. Remember before you did the rest of those people? Remember before all the other people's votes came in? Let's skip that and just stop where I was ahead.
Yep. Taps. Put the brakes on. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. Man, I'll tell you what. What else has happened in the world is that it looks like the COVID is making a comeback. It's you know, listen, it was pretty much out of the playoffs, and next thing you know, they won a couple of games, and now the COVID is back making a run here.
Yeah, well, you know, bro, I don't think everyone's taking it as seriously as you know, we have here in the Northeast, and it's You know, me and my wife were just talking about it. You know, it's time to make sure that we're, you know, hand sanitizing again regularly, you know, getting, you know, more strict about it again, you know, upping the vitamin intake, all that kind of stuff. It's, you know,
yeah, that's all
it's a real
stuff.
Thing. And, regardless of whether you're worried about dying from it or whatever, you want to kind of try to limit the spread of it as much as you can just so you don't, you know, affect someone who possibly could, you know, be taken out by it.
You know, it's just one of those things where I think if you just be smart about it, wash your hands, wear a mask, and don't cough on people, and I mean, we should be able to get through this just fine, don't you think?
I think you would think that, but I think that there's a lot of people out there that disagree with you and think
clearly
that
clearly they're wrong.
You know,
I have a
not,
Jeffy. I have a microphone.
Okay.
I have a microphone.
What? I'm not arguing with you. I mean, everything you say, I take as a law anyway. But when some of these people you talk to, you know, they're just like extremely, like they're just really entitled. Like, I refuse to wear a mask until I have to. You know, you can't tell me, you know, whatever. And it's just like, I don't think it's like about telling you so much as it's just about like you said, just do it because it's a nice thing to do, make other people feel safe. Like it's like a very little thing to do to just keep everyone at ease, you know, like, and I don't know, it seems R-worded to me. I'm at a loss. You know,
I'll
like,
tell you, it's one of those things where, I mean, over the summer, we still kind of had a summer out in the Hamptons, like, you just had to wear a mask. I mean, if you just wore a mask, you were fine. I don't know, that's Jeffy banging his head on the desk, he's so angry.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Well, we also tonight are going to talk a little bit about how this new COVID resurgence is affecting our industry and our restaurant industry. And we got a good brother hanging out with us tonight here, Matt Storch, Chef Matt Storch, is going to join us here shortly and talk about, you know, specifically here in Connecticut where we live. They rolled back some of our stuff to almost like we were in a phase 3, as they called it, and now we're going to be in a phase 2. It's almost like a 2.5 or something. I don't know. But some of the restaurant rules had changed. They started to make it to where you had to close at 9:30. And I think Matt's got some updates on that. And he's been working really, really hard to figure it out. Some of the rules didn't seem fair. We'll let Matt discuss that because, you know, it drives me nuts, too. And I just don't understand when I see my friends who run businesses, who work so hard. And I know how hard they work to feel like no one's there to back them up or help them or even care. Because it's just seemed to people who, you know, use a pencil to do their daily job and are elected officials, like that the restaurant work is just arbitrary. It doesn't really matter when I don't think they really realize how many people that actually affects, Jeffy.
No one, I don't think anyone realizes how much it spiders out and affects so many different walks of life, the restaurant industry. It's really incredible. And I think that you know, it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous that we haven't got to a point where we can just, you know, wear masks, lift up some of these rules, and just be responsible for each other. It makes me, you know, feel crazy that the government doesn't trust us as a people just to get out there and fucking do what we have to do.
Right.
know, it's like, it's crazy.
Man, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. So we're going to bring Matt on here in a few minutes to talk about that. But first, I got to do my usual plug. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done so yet, please check out the new show on NPR, Seasoned, hosted by your boy here, Chef Plum, and co-hosted by Marisol Castro. This week, this show just aired, but last week's a show, the one I want to talk about, Jeffy, we were talking about winter and like cold weather grilling. And we had good brother, friend of the show, Myron Mixon, came on the NPR show. And the story I have to tell makes me so happy, Jeffy.
Dude. What a G. I love that guy. I love the show, actually. I just listened to the episode this afternoon. Oh yeah, fantastic. You can tell Myron loves hanging out with you. He would have hung out even longer, I think. He was just like, you know, let me give you one more tip. Let me give you a little bonus here.
Yeah,
let me help you out again. You know, he was throwing some gems, right?
Bro, if you're into barbecuing and just any kind of, like, even just working with meats, check out that episode. It's available on iTunes as well. The show airs at 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Thursdays and at 6 a.m. on Sundays on 90.5 here in the New York area, in the Connecticut area. But Myron was just throwing gems out there. But this is the best part about this, and then we're going to get over to Matt. But Myron came on, and I was in the studio, so it was a call-in show. So it was Marisol and I in the studio. And then Myron came on via Zoom, right, Jeffy?
Yeah.
And so he comes on the Zoom, and we have two producers, Robin and Katie. They're fantastic producers, are looking at him. And as soon as his camera comes up, and for those of you who don't know, Myron Mixon is probably 60, 65 years old, full mane of white hair, white beard, the white chest hair that comes out of the top of his shirt. He's just a mountain of a man. What the hell is that? Just break your foot?
It was a beer, sir. Sorry.
Oh. So the camera comes on. Myron is sitting on a leather couch holding a little dog, a cocktail in the other hand. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And he's not wearing a shirt, Jeffy. His hair is disheveled. And he's just sitting there with just like this white mane. He looked like the dude from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special. The snowman monster or whatever it was. You know what I'm talking about? The abominable snowman.
Yeah.
And he is just sitting there holding the dog, sipping a cocktail, talking barbecue with us. And it was the best conversation about barbecue meats I'd ever had. And I highly, highly... Oh, and when he came on the camera, the producers looked at me and their mouths at the floor. They couldn't believe it. And I was like, that's Myron. He don't give a shit who's in the room. He don't care. What's he got to prove to anybody? Fantastic program.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of gems in there, too. A lot of good tips you can check out and get some stuff. You can find it seasoned on anywhere you get fine podcasts. Or listen live at 11 p.m. tonight on 90.5 and WNPR.org. That's WNPR.org. That was my radio voice. How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. I have no shirt on like Myron right now, and my pants might be coming off.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Joining the program right now is a longtime restaurateur, friend of the program, an amazing human being, an incredibly nice guy, very talented chef, fantastic father. Really just one of my favorite people in the state, and I hate it. Makes me upset when I see guys like him and I feel like they're getting the runaround. Please welcome to the program Chef Matt Storch. All right.
What's up? What's
up? There he is. There he is.
I like that intro. Keep going.
Not bad, right? Not bad. Keep going. We're going to get off on a good foot, Chef. That's the plan.
I love it. It's going to go downhill from now.
Yes.
I'm going to keep my pants on, though.
Well, here you go.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, that's right. The program is now clothing optional. Well, brother, it's great to hear your voice. How's the family, first of all? Everybody good? Everybody healthy?
Good to be here. Family is great, healthy, thankfully. Boys are growing up nice and big and strong. I was beating one up earlier before I came down here.
Good move, as you should, as you should. I do the same thing, but mine are daughters, and it's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Yeah, you don't...
I got...
punch a
13-year-old girl. Two boys. I can push them around a little bit.
It's good for them, right?
Yeah, you got to toughen them up.
See, Jeffy and I, we both have girls. We both have daughters, so we don't know anything about that.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry to hear that.
Zero toughening. They want no toughening.
Sharpen the knives, right?
That's it.
Pretty much.
Before we get into what's going on right now, man, I just give folks kind of a rundown of your restaurants and what you guys do and the style of food and that sort of stuff.
Sure. Before it gets ugly, let's talk about the good stuff.
It's not going to get ugly. Come on.
I own Match in South Norwalk. We are in our 21st year.
Unbelievable.
Damn, yeah. That's awesome. Blows
my mind. I started it when I was 9, and And, you know, we've opened and closed and sold many restaurants along the way, but currently we have that one, and we have one called Match Burger Lobster, which is in Westport. It's attached to Fleischer's Craft Butchery.
Great spot.
And our partners are the Blooms, which is the famed oyster family from Connecticut. So we are, you know, ground daily meat and lobsters and oysters and clams out of the water that morning. Cannot beat it.
It's great lobster in Connecticut, right out of the sound there, too. I don't know if people realize that. It's amazing lobster.
Yeah, when you can find it, sure. It's been pretty quiet for the last few years, but they're starting to come back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they're delicious. The ones you find, they are tasty.
And how long have you guys been there with Burger Lobster?
That's we're just over 3 years now, believe it or not. It's crazy.
Congratulations, man. Like, super successful there with the restaurants and, like, becoming, like, staples of the area, you know, especially Match for 20 years. That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy that I've been going, you know, there for that long. It just blows my mind. Yeah.
How many, like, how big is the staff over there?
Right now we're at about 20 people, 21.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, at prime heyday, 35 to 40. But now we don't have many people, unfortunately.
Well, how's business been since, you know, all this shit started? I mean, were things kind of starting to pick back up a little bit? Wheels starting to turn a little bit slower?
It really depends on what month you're talking about, right? Seeing that we had to reinvent the place pretty much every month. Right now, you know, we're rolling off of summer. It was beautiful out tonight, so we had a good crew outside. Looking forward to the weekend. I think it's going to be the same sort of... exactly. It'll be awesome. We needed it because last week was horrible. You know, that's a difference of a week. You have Halloween on, you know, Saturday, rainy Sunday, and it just turned out to be a miserable week.
Right.
You know, so it's severely up and down more than it's ever been in the restaurant business. You know, because people are sketchy about going out, period.
Yeah.
And when they are out, you know, they want to feel comfortable, obviously, and that's our goal, and that's what we do.
You know, I've heard so many stories about places kind of pivoting their business, adjusting business, or trying to do the best that they can to make things happen. You know, one story that sticks out, Jeffy, is our friend Aki from House of Yoshida. Not sure if you've ever been there, Matt. One of these days, if you haven't, you got to come up. We'll go get sushi together and hang out at Aki's place. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's you know, he really pivoted his business and embraced it and, you know, started delivering food and just doing everything he possibly could. And he actually managed to make his sales go up. Which is kind of crazy. I mean, dude, I don't know a lot of people who did that, but he did, and he's doing well with it and whatnot. But, you know, I know that here in our state, we just, like I said in the intro there, we had to roll back a little bit, and they changed some of the rules on restaurants, didn't they?
Today and yesterday was not a good day, Plum. Not a good day, Jeffy. It was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, shall we say. It nail in the coffin. You know, what else can I give you?
Don't say
it's,
that.
Sure, it feels that way, though. I mean,
It does. Because, you know, it's the last... What we didn't need was any more restrictions on how we could operate.
Right.
And that's what's happening. They're putting a curfew on us.
Yeah, can you talk about some of those restrictions? Like, what they do?
Yes. Yeah, so yesterday it was your restaurant needed to be empty by 9:30. No tables of eight or less only, which wasn't that big of a deal, and 50% capacity instead of the 75%, which again, not a big deal unless you were an extremely large space that was able to, you know, expand a little bit and use dividers.
Right.
But the real kicker was the 9:30 clear the dining room, because, you know, as you know, you get a first turn, which is kind of light at 5:30, and then you get a walloping at 7:15, and you get a good solid turn at 8:45, 9:00. and that 8:45-9 needs to go away because there's no way you're feeding them food.
Yeah, they got to be out by 9:30 or
yeah, out by 9:30 doesn't work. And that you know, it
they
feels
can't even
like
just sit. So it's you can't like close the kitchen at 9:30.
No,
restaurants closed at 9:30.
Yes. Out.
Oh, come on. I mean, there's got to be some sort of you know, if people are in there before 9:30, let them like eat and then nobody else. You know, I feel like that. Man.
No, exactly. Exactly how I felt. So, you know, we thought that was the case. 9:30, okay, we can't see anybody else after 9:30, no problem, fine. But no, empty at 9:30.
Unbelievable. So
yeah. So this, we went
this wait, before sorry. I want to ask you, because this comes down, you find out about this, and I mean, you just gotta throw your fucking chef coat against the computer screen when you see this. Like, what the fuck? Like, why? What difference does it make what fucking time they sit down?
I was curious at what planet they grabbed it from and, you know, sort of inserted it in there, because it didn't come from any logical place on Earth, that's for sure. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Why? What is the difference between if someone's sitting there at 9:25 and 9:31?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, you reached out. You tried to get some answers. Did you find anything out? Did anybody try to give you anything? Has local government stood up for you?
I think I reached out to every single state senator in my sort of neck of the woods down here in Fairfield County, state rep, leader of the towns, whether it be Jim Marpy in Westport or Harry Reeling in Norwalk. You know, it's we got them. They were all receptive. They got back to me. And, you know, it was the problem is you're preaching to one guy. You know, you're trying to influence one person who's making all the decisions instead of, you know, the full legislative body, which can get in the way sometimes. So, you know, we understand there's pros and cons to everything. You know, Ned Lamont is, you know, he's aligning with Massachusetts on this one. You know, before
and Ned Lamont is the governor of Connecticut.
Governor, right.
Those
so
assholes.
So the governor, for some reason, he switched from New York to New Jersey now to Massachusetts. He wants to be buddies with Massachusetts because
Boston's nice.
But yeah, even though
it's a cool city,
you know, Boston, cool city, but definitely big in COVID right now.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know if that's the goal, to keep them from coming over to Connecticut or whatever the story is. But anyway, it's we got a little bit of movement on them. We got we enlisted some help. Local restaurateurs. Our boy Scott Dolch, you know, who now runs the new and improved
Connecticut
Restaurant Association. Yeah. And, you know, he's got a direct line along with Nicole Griffin, who is the lobbyist up there, to David Lehman, who runs the DECD. You know, it was kind of putting this is the Department of Economic Development for the state, who is basically
the restaurant people,
the rules committee for COVID. You know, they're the heartbreakers, pretty much, who are. You know, making the football players and all the kids' sports cry. And as of today, every single restaurant
Hold on a second. This just in. COVID is not more contagious after 9:30.
Go figure.
I'm just reading this here.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. No, wow. COVID's actually
breaking
24
news.
Hours a day. Yeah. Same virus.
So you mean Jeffy, you mean that I could get COVID at 9:35 at PM?
Well, yeah, but you could also get it at 8:35 PM, which is the great thing about COVID.
Wow. Right. Wow. These are okay. All right. So listen, you will learn something new every day. I'm glad we figured that out.
just like you can't sit at a bar and have a drink without having food, because you know, you're gonna get COVID if you're not eating.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I thought, okay.
You got to feed a cold. Come on.
That's what I thought. That. Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ. These fucking mental idiots. Like, this is what frustrates me. And so the whole thing started here, you guys, because Matt posted something. Chef posted on his Instagram. He tagged me on it. I saw it. I flew off the deep end and got angry and started making phone calls and screaming at people because it's just so stupid. Like, why? These guys are struggling to make money as it is and keep their doors open. They're so important to, you know, our economy, to they're just important to who we are as a state. Our restaurants, no matter what state you live in, our restaurants represent who we are. And they're such a big part of it. And when you start taking things away from them in an already hard environment, a hard economy, you're handicapping them.
It just makes
life harder. Why would you do that? I don't understand it. Like, do you hate us? Do you hate the restaurant? Listen, I'm not a restaurant person. I've been out of it a long time. But I lost a shit ton of catering work. Like, I just don't understand why they would make it harder. Did they give you an answer on that, chef? Did they say to you, no, here's why we want you to close at 9:30?
There is no answer. No, there was a fadeaway dodge from Lamont on his press conference, and then he tossed it to Deirdre, who is the head of the Department of Public Health, who went into a diatribe on how possibly there's been some contact tracing at restaurants and it's increasing. So,
not good enough. Exactly. I want a better answer than that.
Yeah, I want to know where the time 9:30 came, except for we're aligning ourselves with Massachusetts. That is it's weak. It's, you know, you're a grown man, Ned Lamont. You can make decisions. You've run a multi-billion dollar company in your lifetime. You used to make big decisions there. Make a big decision for the state and understand that small business is vital for its existence, and step up and save us.
And it's just, you don't even need to be saved. What you need to do is have the tools to fight. And when people take away your tools, you can't fight the fight. And it's frustrating. Yeah. So I mean,
it's like we're crawling to the door, right? We're at 50% capacity. We're barely getting by. We're crawling there, and all of a sudden someone cuts your legs off by your knees and your arms so you can't crawl anymore. That's what they did to us, because we cannot, there's no way at 50% capacity losing 35-40% of your revenue a week pay your fixed costs.
Oh, but wait a second. Hang on a second. Let's address this. I mean, come on, chef. The state's giving you money, aren't they? Come on. I mean, all I hear about is the governor's like, don't worry, we'll help you. We're giving you money.
We're lining up for that 5G's that's basically going to barely pay my electricity bill for the month.
Yeah. Sure.
$5,000.
We really need to be pushing for these things to just kind of, we need to change the policies altogether, because it's like we're going to go into winter here very shortly. And there's so many good brothers and sisters, just like you, Matt, who own restaurants that, I mean, how many people can we seat outside under heat lamps, and how much propane can we buy? And then what do the prices have to come up to equal all these extra things that they're just putting on these restaurants? That, let's talk about the bottom line. Like, what's the bottom line?
And P.S., like, that final restaurant turn, you might have got at 8:45, 9 o'clock, that final seating. That might be the one seating at night where your restaurant, like the tiny little profit margin, that might be it.
That's
for the
profit.
Night. That's it.
Profit.
The rest of them have paid your people. That's your profit margin, and that's now gone. That's you feeding your kids that you were just wrestling with.
Exactly. Well,
I really hope Ned Lamont's listening, because maybe he doesn't understand how the restaurant industry actually works and how people make money in the restaurant industry. It's insane, and it's really being choked out. You know, I mean, I think it's just sad. It's just sad how they're doing this.
Yep. I mean, shout out to a bunch of restaurateurs that are out there supporting me and supporting, you know, the restaurant association's fight. Dan Meiser is one of them. He's the chairman.
That's my dude.
He's a good man, and he's intelligent and well-spoken and is getting our points across
not being next level, just throwing it out there. Dan's a fucking amazing cook, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear. He can get down.
Yeah, Dan can throw down, that's for sure.
But, you know, it's, these guys need to listen, and they're not. They're being you know, they're set. Listen, they've caved in or given up in some respects a little, you know, carrot to us over this whole thing. But why does it have to be like that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is it? Why do we have to get down on our hands and knees and beg to save our businesses? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. And you know what? If you need to get out there right now, everybody, and you got to support our good brother Matt, you want to go follow him, Chef Storch on Instagram, and you also want to check him out on all his restaurants, Matt Sono, MATCHSONO.com. You can check out all his restaurants, his delivery system, the curbside pickup, provisions. Get out there. You know, we need to be supporting these guys right now.
Thanks, buddy.
We're gonna lose.
Appreciate the plug.
Yeah, we gotta follow them. We gotta get out there and take care of these guys, man. And you know, it pisses me off, dude, because you're such a giving, nice human being. And it when people who are good people get treated bad, it strikes a chord in me. I feel like you're getting bullied, and it pisses me off so much. I want to go and scream at them. That's what I want to go do. And
I think we're gonna do that. I'm to the edge of getting in the car, driving to Hartford, and bringing a posse. And
I'm in.
You know, I love how he gets interrupted in all his press conferences by horns and shit like that. But, you know, we have smelly garbage and eggs and stuff like that in our pantries. That
we can. I think we should get some good brother out there with a barbecue truck to roll up with us. And we'll roll up and we'll make barbecue and we'll convince everyone to get on board with us. That's how you lobby. You get out there, you make people smile, you put smiles on faces because that's what cooks do, and we make everybody out there happy, and then we let them know, hey, listen, this fuckwad up here isn't listening to us, and they're trying to kill us. You're not going to be able to get barbecue like this ever again.
I like it.
If we don't that's not a terrible idea,
what
dude.
We need to do.
I kind of like that
It's idea. Not a terrible – it's way better than what I was about to say.
You know that. You know that.
Yeah, I was throwing eggs. Jeffy's over here fucking making barbecue sandwiches for the government.
Listen, you want to be political about certain things, okay? You got to be smart about this, man. We got to get what we want. We got to play this fucking game the way they play it. And we got to get people to get on board with us because it's important. This is bullshit. They're choking us, and it's not fair.
I was about to call our good brother, Army veteran Dan Monroe, and tell him we got a building to burn down. That shit will be gone tomorrow. well, listen.
Allegedly.
So, well, Chef, one of the things I was going to suggest was the whole – I talked to you a little bit about this before. The whole cocktail issue here in Connecticut when everything shut down, supposedly you could sell pre-made cocktails, but it wasn't written in the rules. It was very convoluted and shit. I think the Restaurant Association tried to help, but they couldn't get anywhere with it. Good brother John Brennan called me. I made phone calls and had Channel 3 and News 12 and WTNH all ask the same question to Ned Lamont publicly at his hearing, at his press conference, and force him to answer it. And what ended up happening was they changed the writing in how they wrote the executive order to make it so that restaurants could sell cocktails. And what pissed me off was it wasn't that it took 3 phone calls for me to make that happen. And I think that's what we need to have happen here. We need to have this asked multiple times by large news sources to this gentleman, to our governor, in a public forum, so he has to answer. And have it asked by people who will say, Governor, you didn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They gotta, you know, it has to be better than we're aligning with Massachusetts. But the answer to this is also, there's one extra piece to this, and you mentioned it before, which is the $5,000 from the state of Connecticut. Massachusetts is doing the same rules, but they're offering their restaurants, you know, between $30,000 and $45,000 worth of grant money. So that's fine. You're acknowledging the fact that you're going to hurt these businesses, but at least you're giving them a lifeline. Connecticut's not doing that. So if you're going to align and say, I'm aligned, he said this today, in quotes, I aligned myself 100% with Massachusetts. No, you didn't. You aligned with their timing, but you didn't align with the support that you're giving small business.
Well, there's our angle right there, brother.
Yeah. So maybe you push that a little bit.
So this is me asking you.
Where did that money come from, too, right?
That's the federal coronavirus money.
Mm.
So
exactly.
I just don't. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna make a phone call tomorrow and see if I can get some shit directly in front of him from aggressive people. The last power outage we had here, I talked to a friend of mine, and the next day the governor was here in our town. Because it's just ridiculous how this shit goes down. And it's just, and the other thing I hate about it, it's all about who you know in this fucking, in the world. And I feel like you can get answers if you get the right questions asked in the right place by the right people. So here's what we're going to do. I need to get some more information on that part of it before I can get media involved. So is there a website, something I can find out what our state is offering versus what other states are offering? I know you probably don't know off the top
there's,
of your head, but you can send
there's
it to me.
Some, there's a grid somewhere that I saw that I'll get it sent to you, yes.
Because we'll get some serious questions asked, because this is bullshit. If they're going to align, then they need to do what everybody else is doing then. And even still, that $30,000, like, yeah, great, thank you, that's awesome, but how long is $30,000 going to keep you afloat? Not very fucking long with two restaurants.
Not long, but it's at least it's rent and utilities for, you know, 3-4 months.
Right. Just keep you up and going. Man, I'm so fired up right now. I think I could run through a fucking wall, Jeffy.
I'm with you, bro.
Listen, man, I'm with you. This is some bullshit. And you know what's really fucked up is this is happening in a lot of places. It's not just Connecticut. It's New York City. It's Massachusetts, obviously. And I mean, there's just so many small businesses, mom and pop restaurants, people that are like, you know, sending their kids to college and putting food in their kids' mouths with these restaurants that are just getting fucking literally smothered, and it's not fair. People need to really wake up and see what's going to happen, because it's affecting everyone. It's affecting farms. It's affecting shellfish farms. It's affecting breweries. It's affecting down. I mean, you know, musicians and people and all the people that work at these places. And it's just like the web and the network of what these places support is incredible. And right. We really need to take a closer look at that and try to, like, support these places. Again, dude, get out there.
It's getting ugly. It is. You know, just the fact what I mentioned last week was miserable, you know, with Halloween on a Saturday, et cetera.
Yeah.
The phone calls that I got from our suppliers, our farmers, you know, my partners, you know, just saying exactly that. Like, what happens? Why aren't we getting any orders? This is it's that instant. It's not even like a month or two down the road. It's that day, that week, that next day. Wow. You know, why aren't the 150 restaurants that I supply calling me?
Yeah,
you know,
unbelievable.
It's horrible. It's the trickle down effect is instant.
It's unbelievable, man. And just guys like yourself who, I mean, Jeffy, the amount of good that Chef Matt puts out in the world and the things that he does charity-wise and helping people and no matter what. Dude, if everything fell apart, if I called Chef and said, hey, man, I need a job, he'd give me a job. Like, he's just he's that guy. He is the guy who does so much good out there. To see someone or a group of people or government or anything try to affect that really bothers me deep down, and I want to help. So let's see what we can do, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
The more
out there, the merrier, you know?
Hey,
absolutely.
I don't have a restaurant, but I'm a loud motherfucker.
I don't even live in Connecticut. I just my heart just goes out to everyone. It's already a hard business, right? It's a labor of love. We're out there. We're putting smiles on faces because we really love it. We love cooking food. We love what we do. It's in us. And it's like now to put the fucking, you know, the ice skates uphill. I mean, what I mean, it's a hard job.
I've never heard that before. Like, the ice skates, you know,
uphill. Ice skates uphill.
I've never heard that one.
You know,
I mean, that would be hard. That would be hard to do. Sorry,
Jeffy. Snowboard uphill.
he's waxing poetic, like, and it. I'm trying to figure out ice skates uphill. I'm like, is that even a thing? Can you do that?
That's the.
I hear you though, because I feel for all the brothers and sisters out there, because it's an impossible business to begin with, and you just made it. It's right. I'm speechless. There's no answer for what it is now. It's impossible.
And I understand it's a pandemic, but we still have to figure out a way to be safe. And we all take care of each other and still be able to open our restaurants and open our stores and open all these places. It's like, if I can sit at a bar and eat food, I should be able to get my fucking beard trimmed. I don't understand. You know, we can be safe about this stuff.
Well, it's that's like, funny you should bring that up, Jeffy, because Matt's next project is a bar where you can eat oysters, have a beer, and he trims your beard at the same time.
Jesus, beard, I love this guy.
Beard, back, ass, whatever you need trimmed. It's all done.
The bearded full, oyster? Is that what we full, call this place?
Full service. I like it. The bearded oyster bar. Done.
Oh, my God. Chef Matt Storch, you are the man, brother. Listen, if you guys can, if you have a little extra, if you're lucky and you can go out to eat, go out to eat, support your restaurants, get takeout, support these guys, do what you can with them. Pay attention to your local government, man, because they're going to make things very, very difficult on restaurants. And a lot of the shit is not based in science. It's just based on who knows what the fuck it's based on. But
yeah, who knows? And also get out there right now and support our good brother Matt at Chef Storch on Instagram, and also check him out at his restaurants, matchsono.com. And, you know, just get out there and support him. His food's amazing. He's trying to help the people. He's trying to put smiles on faces everywhere he goes. So let's support him. Let's get out there and do what we do.
Yo, Chef, we appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do. And I'm going to text you tomorrow so I can get some info from you. And let's see how much attention we can bring to this.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, guys. It was a
man,
pleasure.
Brother. We'll talk to you on down the road, man. Be safe. Take care of that family, all right?
Be good, brother.
Absolutely. Be good. Take care, guys.
Later, man. There he goes, the one, the only, Chef Matt Storch. One of my favorite good brothers, man. That dude is awesome.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. He's a real chef. He's fucking out there killing it. You know, father, restaurateur, and in this COVID stuff, holding on, you know, trying to make sure he has employees who can keep their jobs, you know, keep his restaurants open. And again, Ned Lamont, what are we doing, Poppy?
Now, what is this? I liked Ned. I thought he was doing a decent job. Then this motherfucker pulls this shit.
Listen, I just think that Ned needs to realize how we make our money. Like you said, Ned, the late rush is the profit. You're taking away the profit from all these restaurants. All these people need to be open a little bit later. They need to sell that extra bottle of wine at 9:30. They need all that. Like, that's how we work, brother.
Yo, it's like Chef just said. Yo, it's like Chef just said. That last turn is like the profit for the night for the restaurant, and you just took that away.
Ouch.
Ridiculous.
Is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to do, Ned?
Let me tell you something, Ned. Let me tell you something right now. You clean that little waxy shit out of your ears, and you perk that little stack of dimes you call a neck up and listen to me right now. Because I got the microphone, and I'm looking you dead in your eyes, even though you can't see me. Because I got a picture of you up on my computer right now. Let me tell you something, Ned. You want to come around here and think you can tell brothers all across the world and sisters all across the state how to run their restaurants? Jeffy, he doesn't know anything. He knows nothing. Ned? Ned, the name Ned is like New Times Roman. It is the most normal name a human being can have. What place in this world do you think you have to tell brothers what to do and sisters what to do? Jeffy's got nothing. He's got nothing.
Please, the governor.
Well, I mean, allegedly.
Yes. You know what I do, though, think? I think that maybe he's misinformed on what we need as restaurateurs and as people in our industry. And how many people we affect. You know, if restaurants were busier, we could stimulate the economy in an amazing way. You don't understand. Like, we help so many other industries by buying and selling goods that it's, I mean, come on. Help us help you. Like, right. It's good for the state. It's good for you, Ned. You want to come back into office? You want to be back in the governor's seat? You want to be back there doing good things for people? We want you to be there, too, but we want you to open up our fucking restaurant so we can do that.
Man. Joining us now here on the program is a man who spent time serving his country. This gentleman spent time cooking and learning all across this great world, all across this great nation, all across the government. If I were to pick a person, that's what I was waiting for. He is the one, the only, Chef Dan Moreau. Dan, good evening, brother. How are you?
Yo, I am fired the fuck up right now.
Can you believe this shit, man?
Yo, it's crazy. It's unbelievable how much they're really trying to put this down as this 9:30. Who gives a fuck?
So if you're maintaining the social distancing, if you're maintaining the masks, if you're maintaining all the guidelines, who the fuck cares what time you seat the table? What difference does it make?
Yo, does it matter one motherfucking second? If you wanted to go like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, like if you want to be reasonable and you really want to set a time, like I don't understand how we as adults just don't understand that, you know, you're just supposed to do the things you need to do. Why is it that difficult for people to just kind of like, let's all, if we all work together, we all communicate, we all do what needs to be done, yo, we could just live the life we need to live. But until whatever, you know, this thing's situated.
The brother's running his restaurant at 50% capacity. Everybody's following all the protocols supposed to be followed. I just don't understand what fucking difference does it make? And they're not even asking for midnight, dude. They just want like 11 p.m. at the latest.
But listen, this isn't the first time this government has infringed on the economics of a restaurant.
Wait, it's
Well, look at every other thing that happens. You know what I'm saying? You can't put in a grill without them charging you $500 for a fee to have somebody come look at it. Or, you know, every time you bought your bathroom isn't in the right spot in a restaurant, so now they expect you to take it from one end of the store to the other end of the store because there needs to be two bathrooms and not just one bathroom. And it's like, well, that's going to cost you $20,000. And they're like, well, they don't necessarily think about the financial, you know, hurt that they put on a restaurant that's not making that much money.
Man, it's unbelievable. Another gentleman joining us here on our panel right now. He is the hell that is in the kitchen. He is another man who likes to get on the Skype with no shirt on. This gentleman has worked his way all up and down the East Coast, flexing his pecs, adjusting his hair, and showing everybody that if you put shrimp on a motherfucking pineapple, it looks like dolphins. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Chef Frank Bilotti. Frankie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
We're getting a little fired up over here, man. Not sure if you heard.
Yeah, a little bit.
they're just rubbing people the wrong way, Jeffy. I mean, you hear those stories, Frank, about guys like Good Brother Chef Matt Storch, and I mean, you know, you've been in the restaurant industry. Where's it put your head at? Do you think it's fucked up?
I think it's fucked up. I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be, and I wish that it would get better, but it seems like there's other reasons behind a lot of this, I think. That's just, I'm not going to get into any type of politics or conspiracy of any sort, but It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. The whole eating at the bar. The first time I heard that was out here in the Hamptons. You have to have food at the bar in order to be at the bar.
Yeah. Well,
that was place in Southampton. What is it? That makes, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, apparently, as Jeffy told us earlier, was breaking news. If you're eating food at the bar, COVID can't affect you. Is that right, Jeffy? Am I reporting that properly?
I think it's, from what I've heard, it's somebody's microphone.
Yeah, Dan, your mic is buzzing terribly.
Somebody's,
is it? It's not now.
Move it away now from it another. There it is, stop.
It stopped.
What were we talking about?
Jeffy, I was talking about being, if you're eating food at the bar, apparently you can't catch COVID.
Well, because you have to feed a cold.
Yeah.
Is what I've heard. So if you're feeding the cold, cold can't actually take hold.
Then you're okay.
Makes sense because it rhymes.
Yeah. That
feed the cold can't take hold.
Got
and
it.
Then, I'm
feed the cold.
I thought it was a 30-minute immunity that you're granted by the gods. They come down to hand you a coin, and then there's like a little spiritual thing that happens. There's a glow, and for 30 minutes, you are able to be COVID free or something like that. I don't know.
Sure, if you think so, but I'm pretty sure because it rhymes, it works.
Yeah, it works for me. Well, listen, shout out to our brother Matt Storch. We want only the best to happen for him. Jeffy, we're gonna talk tomorrow, and Dan, I'll talk to you as well. I'm gonna get a little more information, and then I think I'm gonna make a phone call and see what we can do.
Let's cook for a protest, motherfucker. I'm in.
Yo, I'm down. Let's run up on these motherfuckers. You know me.
If we're protesting, let's go. Party. I'm just saying. Yeah.
I will.
I'm trying to put smiles on faces again. I want to get out there. I want to make people happy again. And you know how I'm going to do it? I'm gonna feed the protesters, feed the goddamn police, feed them all. Everybody's gonna be happy again because we're gonna be feeding them. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Let's team up.
Cisco, Sid Wainer and son, anybody out there listening who wants to get on board, Plum Love Foods Live is about to take over with this protest shit.
We're playing games.
We're about to be out there. We're about to change the world by feeding people. We're going to start lobbying with good food. Watch out.
Why couldn't you put a sign outside your door that says, like, currently protesting or private protesting?
I guess you could.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. Nobody's smart enough to argue like that. If I had a restaurant, I would be protesting every night. 100 people there, no masks and signs. Everyone would get a sign when they walked in.
And I'm not going to say who told me to do that at the place, but protest the shit out of your restaurant.
Can you give us initials as to who told you to do that?
No.
Just like, how about like a first name?
Definitely not.
No. How about, can I guess a last name, like, letter, the first letter? Or just any letter of the last name?
You can guess the last letter of the last name.
All right. Is it P?
Yeah. He goes, he told me, he's like, listen, I don't know how anybody's going to survive during this. He goes, I don't know, this rule, that rule. He goes, it's none of it's adding up.
That doesn't mean he's right, though. You know that, right?
No, right or wrong, but it he is right, if you think about it.
All right. Well, check it out. Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday in November. It is a few days after the 2020 election. It's your boy, Chef Plum, hanging out. Chef Jeff, Chef Frank Bellotti, of course, Chef Dan Monroe, hanging out with you tonight. We just finished up of an interview with our good brother, Chef Matt Storch, talking about all the crazy shit that's happening here in Connecticut with the rules that are changing, the rollback back to a phase two because of the COVID. Gentlemen, I wanted to bring up, you know, with the election and things that are going on, you know, where do we see our industry in 6 months? Regardless of who's president, with everything that's going on right now, in 6 months, our industry, whether it's, you know, Dan, your industry, or Frankie with the industry that you're in, I mean, we're all are in the hospitality business. I mean, is there going to be a big change? Do you see people spending less money, people spending more money? Frankie, let's start with you, man, because you work with a very wealthy individual as a private chef. Do you see budgets being changed or more rules and, you know, jumping in the pot with you or what?
I say regardless of who is president, for our industry in particular, I think the only thing that's really going to change is how we, you know, source what we have to source. I think that's still going to be as difficult as it is.
True.
I feel like that's still going to be difficult. But on the restaurant aspect, which I'm not in currently anymore.
But you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. And that's why my heart's still there, because I feel so bad for... There's so many bills.
Yeah, me too.
That have to be paid. And, you know, like I feel for Matt when he was just talking. And I know that now... Connecticut has new restrictions. Chicago, you're not even allowed to eat inside anymore, oh, as of yesterday. God.
Really?
You have to eat outside.
Wow.
I mean, and it's going to be like that for a while. It does not matter who becomes president. It's going to be like that for a little bit, because then people automatically have the fear that's been instilled in them. It's going to be divided that way, I think. So it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think it is going to be really, really hard and really difficult to see. And it's interesting because you see these places, you know, you talk about eating outside, and it cracks me up. If you walk through, and Jeff, you can vouch for this because you've been back in the city now, all these restaurants are building these, like, outside little patio sections that have a roof on them and little walls around them, but one side doesn't have a wall. And they're putting down, like, a clear screen or a clear piece of plastic over that part of the wall. I mean, how is that any different than being inside?
It's still an enclosure.
Right. How is it any different?
And then unless you're fueling it with outdoor propane.
I don't understand how it's different than being inside.
That's the whole point. None of this to me is me. Is it still my turn? Because I don't know. I'm so heated about this, and I was yesterday and today.
Well, I feel the heat from you. Dan, I want to move over to you. You know, you coming from your industry, I mean, you know, working in the gourmet foods and the grocery industry and doing the prepared foods and catering work that you guys do, when this whole thing first hit, You got slammed. I remember you walking around with that fucking weird gas mask thing, trying to make sure people had food, taking care of people, because that's your nature. That's what you do, and that's one of the things we love you the most for. Do you think we're going back to that?
No, not to the same extent. I don't think so. I don't think we'll be back to that. That was more of a everybody. I think there's more of a plan now. I think most of the, as far as supplies go, they're working on getting things more rapidly, more available, seeing flour and stuff. I mean, some things still kind of go missing, and I think that's where people get frantic, like the whole toilet paper bullshit. Like, people get frantic when, as soon as something is missing that they rely on, it just instinctually makes them want to kind of get hyperactive on gathering things. Yeah. You know, that hunter-gatherer instinct kicks in, and you're like, oh, I got to grab all this stuff. Right. And I think that at this point now, people have kind of moved past that and are just kind of trying to survive. Basically, we've kind of all developed these little instinctual survival modes over the last few months, and now we're just kind of like handling it, you know? We're just doing it, and, you know, that's just us being human and right. just doing what you got to do. And I think everyone is kind of learning to adapt. And it's kind of, to me, it's amazing to see with everything that's going on right now. Like, there is so much shit going on currently right now today, and it's amazing the number of ways we're getting hit with different shit from all angles, with the COVID, with the whole Trump and Biden thing, like all these things just popping off at the same time. And it just, you know, we're all just trying to survive.
That's it. That's all you can do is try to survive and try to make it happen. I mean, Dan, this is the best. I mean, like, I could ask you any question, and you're always trying to survive. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
no, hey, but listen, when we survive, like, that's why I like go. You know, I try to do my best for anybody I can help or do what I got to do to help people around me. I mean, that's just how I am. And
I'm like, Dad, I'm making chefs, chicken parm. Like, what do you think, man? You want to put Parmesan in the breadcrumbs? You're like, yo, listen, dog. Let me tell you something. When it comes to Parmesan cheese, you got to put it where you got to put it. And listen, it's all about being you and doing you and doing your thing and making yourself survive. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to get through. You got to handle your business. You know, you got to do you. And I'm like, bro, I'm just making chicken parm. What the fuck was that?
Well, this is a moment in your life. See? You want that chicken parm to be the best chicken parm you've ever had.
That's great. Jeffy, you hear these gentlemen talk. Both of them very respected. We love these guys. They're very smart individuals. And Frankie, and it's
both had
it's,
very smart things to say.
Fuck you, Dick.
It's a tough business, man. And for you, you know, working where you work, you have people that want to, you know, that I'm trying to think of the words I'm trying to say here. Like, for me too, like, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, my clients weren't trying to see anybody. They was trying to kind of hide away and stay tucked away. I think yours was doing the same thing. Do you see that coming back, or are we in a bubble now, like our little specific bubbles?
For me specifically, I have not really started entertaining at all yet. The biggest party I've done is, you know, three couples. And we were all eating socially distanced, and everyone got their own sides, family style, for each couple. And, like, you know what I mean? Like seriously, like there's a lot of that kind of stuff in play. Like, we're being super, super safe, and we're trying to keep everybody just, you know, just safe, you know, people who work there and otherwise. So I don't see that changing too much as COVID picks up again, because we've kind of already been there, and we kind of just stay into that. I probably will shop a lot less. I agree with Frank. I'll probably source things.
Right.
Like getting things delivered and go out less and just kind of be out in the public eye less, because that's just what I was doing before. I mean, who knows? You know, the winter is going to bring it's going to be a long winter is what I really predict, you know. Wow. And I know I hate to be doom and gloom, and I hate to be sad, but I think that people should really just be wise and just be ready for this to be fucked up for a little bit and for things to be tough. I am a huge advocate, though, for restaurants to open back up and for things to open back up and for us just to be safe and wear masks and, you know, go out into public and protect people who are at risk and right. do what we have to do. I mean, our lives, some of our lives literally depend on it. And I just think that we need to just start putting our personal bullshit aside, political opinions, whatever, and just take care of everyone around us to just make sure that we can get through this, because this is a fucking thing that's affecting everyone, whether we like it or want to believe it or not.
Right.
People are getting sick, people are falling off, and it's really happening. Not in the same numbers as it was at first, thank God, but still, we have to just be safe and be wise about what's happening. And I think that we can do that as a people if we just smarten up a little bit and just really just be considerate of other people. Who gives a shit how you feel about yourself? Just think about the other person and what they might possibly be at risk for. And if you do that, it's less about you and it's more about them, which is a beautiful thing if you can just get over your fucking self.
There it is. I think that's a really, really good advice. Final thoughts, last thoughts we move on here. Frankie, restaurants, will they be here in 6 months as we know them now?
No.
Dan, same thing to you. Restaurants as we know them now, as we have them, 6 months, will they be the same?
As they are right now?
Yep.
No.
And Jeffy, same thing to you. 6 months from now, will restaurants be the same as they are right now?
You know, it's an interesting question. I think some restaurants will be the same. I think your takeout Chinese place is going to be the same. I think McDonald's is going to be the same. I think Dunkin' Donuts is going to be the same. I think there's going to be some places that are going to be the same. You know, the same kind of takeout bullshit stuff.
Quick.
And I think the places that are really going to suffer, the ones that are closest to my heart, are the ones that are like, chef-owned. Like
Matt
Good Soda, Brother,
like Matt Storch.
At Chef Storch and MatchSono.com. You should check him out. Like again, he was on earlier. Great restaurant, great guy, and so many other restaurants across this country that are literally fighting to save their lives and to take care of people. As I watch Plum just huff after him,
don't worry about that. Listen, let me tell you something right now.
What just happened.
Don't worry about that. I think that the restaurants are going to be here no matter what. I think that some restaurants won't make it, and some will. And I think that in 6 months from now, I'm going to be the positive individual. I'm going to say the restaurant situation is going to be better than it is now. I think that there's going to be some changes. I think we'll see things.
Well, that's not the same.
What are you talking about?
Question,
what's going to be better?
I think COVID's going to be gone.
When?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that either.
I think that the fear of people prior, like leading into today, that fear is going to stick with a lot of people.
Okay. How are they just getting rid of COVID?
Say again?
How are they just going to get rid of COVID?
You like, see Beef Vendetta?
That's a-
what?
Frank is the man. That's a whole other show in itself. I want to move on, gentlemen.
What
did he say?
What's today's date?
Today's date is Thursday, November 5th, 2020.
Never get the 5th of November.
All right.
That's the whole story.
Listen, Frank's over there throwing out some crazy shit. Jeffy's sitting in behind a wall of fire. Dan, it's you and me, brother. Jeffy, you found a great top three list I thought was really interesting and appropriate to end the program on tonight. Talking about political food?
Well, it's just Grubhub did a, for their delivery service, they analyzed the bulk ordering patterns of 187 congressional districts.
Okay.
And found out that there were dishes that were more popular within each district. So each district, some districts being Republican, some districts being Democratic, and some being bipartisan. So I have the top three foods for the Democrats, the Republicans, and the bipartisans across the country. And I'd like you guys to take a stab. Let's start with the Republican House.
Okay.
The Republican Party, if you will, the number three food for the Republican Party, according to Grubhub. What do you think it is?
So the top three, so we're talking Grubhub.
It's a Republican area, like they're ordering these foods. What's the top three? Not this, I'm going to give you one. The number
one at a time.
Three, number two, and the number one as the last one. We're going to start with the third. For the Republican Party,
the foods. So the top three foods of the Republican Party, according to this, right? All right, I'm going to go first. My first guess is going to be, I'm going to say popcorn chicken.
Mm, solid.
Yeah, so that's not one?
No. Dan, the third popular food for the Republican Party.
Potato salad.
Great guess.
Potato salad. Also an excellent guess, but not on the list. And Frankie, the third most popular food for the Republican Party. You work for some of the most popular ones. What do you got?
The most popular Republicans or the most Republican foods?
The most popular Republicans.
Last name ends with a P. Go ahead.
Shrimp cocktail.
Ooh, that's a solid fucking guess.
No, it is a solid guess. Shrimp cocktail falls number 14 on the list.
All right, so tell us, Jeffy. We're going to be here all night if we do this.
Number three, though, is a brownie. Republicans love brownies.
They do.
They do.
I told you about the brownies.
Republicans love a brownie. Let me tell you a fucking story.
Just so I can set the table a little bit, and Frankie, I'm not going to blow up your spot, don't worry, but Frankie works for a person who is involved with a lot of stuff, who gets involved
Republican Party stuff. So
not saying any political affiliations personally on our part, but as a private chef, he works with some people, and he's been around some pretty high-end, the highest of ends on that party. So brownies, okay, and I remember him talking about that. What do we got for number two, Jeff?
All right. Well, I think we should flip over to the Democrats now.
Love it. Let's do it.
What do you think is the third most popular food for the Democratic Party would be?
Are you asking me or the boys?
Let's start with you, Plum.
Third most for the Democratic Party, my guess is going to be tofu.
Ooh, close. Very close. Not it, though.
Damn it.
Dan.
Kale.
Great guess.
Wow, man. You guys hate Democrats, I feel like. go ahead, Frankie.
Beyond meat. Meat substitutes.
Oh, my God. Frank, you are so close. You have no idea. Not any of those. It could have been tofu because it's a summer roll. Is the third most popular food Democrats summer order, roll, according to Grubhub. Yeah, they love a summer roll.
Like a summer spring roll?
In, I guess. Yeah, summer roll. Like, you know, probably with like chicken or shrimp delicious in it. They are fantastic with that little peanut sauce.
I know what number one is now. Number one is for Democrats. Can I guess number one for Democrats? I know what it is.
Not yet.
I know. I'm gonna write it down though. So
all right, we're gonna go back. All right, we're gonna go back to Republicans.
Jeffy's got a bit set up to last until midnight.
Number two. What do I got?
3 hours?
We got a few minutes. I'm trying to push it fast.
So number two for Republicans. Let's do it.
Number two for Republicans. Dan.
All right. I'm going to say cotton candy.
What?
Ooh. So close. Not the cigar, though. Frankie.
I'd say steak.
Beef. Steak. No, it's not beef either. Plum, what do you think?
You know, I think number two for Republicans, I'm going to say popcorn.
All right. So Dan was the closest. You were the second closest. And Frank was way the fuck out there. It was a cannoli.
What?
Wow.
I knew they liked the dessert, see?
That's
see,
the people,
a dessert.
Frankly.
A dessert for number two, out, though. You were in there, Dan. You knew it was a dessert, but you didn't realize that it was a cannoli.
Wow.
And you, the Republican in the fucking background, fucking Frank Ginzo, didn't understand that it was a cannoli. I'm lost.
Yeah.
All right. How about Democrats? Number two. Democrats, Plum, what do you think the second food for Democrats would be?
Second best food for Democrats, food. My guess is going to be, I'm going to say quinoa.
Ooh. Close. Frank.
Chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dan.
I
All right, so I got two. I figured, but I'm gonna say that the number two food for Republicans, or no, I'm sorry, Democrats.
Blue, we're going blue. Democrats.
Pho.
Dude, you're so fucking close, but it's not it. It's a veggie burger.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Oh, well, I mean, might as well just cut your dick off and join the Democratic Party.
Wow.
That's what this food is telling me. I don't know. It hurts a little bit.
So let's move over to Republicans.
This culture with too much femininity. All right, here we go. The number one food for all Republicans, that if you're a Republican, this is your favorite food ever. Go, according to Grubhub. Dan.
Cocaine.
Oh, so close. Not it, though. Dan, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Frank.
Pizza.
Pizza. Nope. No, you missed it totally. Dan, Plum.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it's...
If it's another dessert, I guess this is bullshit.
Coming in from Good Brother Chef Dave says stem cells. Stem cells.
Ooh.
No, not there.
No.
Huh?
No, that's not it at all.
And this is we're doing the Democrats, right?
This is the Republicans.
Number one food, filet mignon.
Ah, no.
Really?
And this is odd because of how much we don't love China as a Republican. Sweet and sour chicken.
Frank, what are you making right now?
Beef bourguignon.
I thought he was going to go. He missed the opportunity for the joke. He was supposed to say sweet and sour chicken.
Sorry.
Sweet and sour pineapple dancing chicken on a skewer.
Join the program right now, all the way from Puerto Rico. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave is on the program with us right now. Hey, Dave.
Oh, shit. Dave.
Yo.
Davey, we're talking about political foods. Jeffy's got one more for us. You can join us.
Last one. The number one Democratic food for all Democrats who order on Grubhub. Go, Dave. Welcome to the show. What do you think it is?
Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking close. Oh,
is it really?
It's not it. Dan.
Sushi. It got to be sushi.
Oh, my God. It's ethnic. That's also very close. I'm giving hints. All right. Plum.
Frankie goes. I'm the host of the show. I got to go last.
Frank.
General Tso's chicken.
General. Oh, my God. No. Frank. Plum.
Hey, I'm going to say a California roll.
No. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised no one guessed this. Masaman curry.
Oh, Masaman curry.
Yeah. Right?
I was thinking about saying that one, Dave, but I didn't do it.
I mean, summer roll, veggie roll, or veggie burger, and then Masaman curry, number one Democratic food.
Now, you have some honorable mention nonpartisan foods, too, right?
Honorable mention nonpartisan foods. And this is going to call back to some of your guys' choices earlier. You're going to be really upset. And I should have mentioned this. But shrimp and broccoli.
Oh,
right?
Nonpartisan shrimp and broccoli. Okay.
Nonpartisan. Ready? That was the third. Number two, for if you're a bipartisan person, right? You can't figure out who you like. You're not a Republican. You're not a Democrat. Kind of in the middle on a few things, you know? Okay. Like, you're fiscally Republican, but you're, like, socially Democratic. You like, number two, a bacon cheeseburger.
Hey, I love a good bacon cheeseburger, Dan.
I'm already bipartisan. Based on menu alone. I don't know about you guys.
Bacon cheeseburgers that match lobster and burger? Fire.
Look, can we bring up... Dude. Could you choose your political party based on a menu? That's a great fucking question.
Bipartisan.
All right. The number one bipartisan food. This is it, guys. If you're down the middle, you're a fence-sitting, fucking lukewarm motherfucker, you sit on the fence and you eat a spicy salmon roll.
What?
Well, not yet.
How do you go from bacon cheeseburger to spicy salmon roll?
Because you're bipartisan. You can't figure shit out.
Yeah. Yo, put a spicy tuna roll on a bacon cheeseburger?
What did you say, Dave?
Yo.
I said that they're bipartisan. That's why it's like all over the map.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, there you go. Political food.
Speaking of
Jeffy.
Bipartisan, what's going on in Puerto Rico?
What?
What's going on in Puerto Rico? Are you eating anything, ethnic?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know if that's... Is that the word now? Like, I thought they switched it up.
Mofongo?
Mofongo?
Yeah, well, I'm being local. I just had, like, this bomb-ass pork chop with some chicharron and some rice, sausage, and, like, carrot steak. And they call them Puerto Rican. Those were fire. And I think tomorrow I'm going to do the rum and the coconut and the whole fried fish.
Yo, you better bring me some rum, dog.
Oh, man, everybody's... That's going to be, like, my suitcase. Everybody's
hey, you don't put me in the category with everybody.
Oh, I agree with that.
Dave, you can put me in the category with everybody. I'll take a bottle of rum.
Is this what... All right, my best. Oh.
Well, Dave, I hope you're being safe out there and everything's going well.
Yeah. Great time.
Well, listen, Jeffy, great research there on the political foods.
Listen, we just want to thank Time.com, Time Magazine, for what they did, because I plagiarized it.
I'm just over here hanging out with my man, Luigi. That's Frankie's brother over here.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah, he's adorable.
He doesn't blink.
Hey, Luigi.
He doesn't blink.
He won't blink.
Ever.
Lot of fun on the program tonight, boys. Before we go, a couple of shout-outs. Jeffy, we know you had a death in the family. We don't need to get specific, but you know we love you, and I apologize you're going through what you're going through, and amazing job sticking it out here and being a trooper on the program tonight. Thank you for that.
Being a trooper?
Was trooper the wrong word?
I'm a trooper.
Well, I know. Like, you're like a stormtrooper. You're like a fucking...
He's in a little tutu trooper. Going up the... Skating up the hill.
Yeah, you were ice skating up a hill. Props for that. Listen, of the day.
If you want to ice skate uphill, that's tough. That's my point, man. It was hard.
No, that was line of the day.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what you're doing right now.
Yo, none of us have heard that shit before. You said it, and I was like, that's some fucking knowledge from Jeffy.
Actually, Dan had heard that shit before, because that's from the boot camp click. That's a boot camp lyric. I know Dan heard that shit. Actually, the lyric is, bitches always be ice skating uphill.
Right. Well, look, no, seriously, big shout out to you. We love you, buddy, and we're always there for you. Also, big shout out to good brother Dave. Hope your trip is good. You deserve it. You worked your ass off. Hope you're enjoying Puerto Rico. Please travel safe. Don't get any more AIDS. You have too much already.
I don't know if you can get more, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Frankie said there's definitely. Frankie said you could definitely get more.
You definitely
get Lyme's AIDS?
Jesus Christ!
Well, ice on it.
That's right. That's right.
Ice the Lyme's AIDS. That's nice.
Ice the Lyme's AIDS.
What if I get bit by a different tick? Do I get like a different AIDS? Is that
what
he's talking
about? You can get a Puerto Rican Lyme AIDS.
Puerto Rican Lyme AIDS is terrible. You don't want none of that shit.
I haven't seen one deer.
Chupacabra bites you.
Doesn't that sound like a drink with rum in it? Puerto Rican Lyme AIDS.
That sounds delicious. Dave, can you order me a Puerto Rican limeade? We'd love it. Frankie, you want one?
Yeah, I'll take a sip of yours.
All right, I'm not sharing my drink, motherfucker. We don't do that.
That's Dave's special.
I think that'll be our second bottled drink. It'll be like a rum-flavored limeade drink. It'll be with Jeffy's Love, which will be our champagne and our rosé in a can. And then our other canned, it'll be a seltzer.
What?
But it'll be rum-flavored limeade seltzer, and it'll have Dave's face on it.
No, it doesn't have Dave's face. It just has the side of Dave's face with his bad eye.
Yeah, and it says rum limeade or Puerto Rican limeade.
Puerto Rican limeade, this shit fucks you up. Underneath it says, look at Dave. That's what it says on the can.
It's 12% alcohol.
12%.
Puerto Rican limeade.
Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious. Frankie,
it comes in a 22 can.
22 cans coming to. I can't share any with you, Frankie, because there's a global pandemic going on, but we'll make sure everybody gets a can of it. It's going to be delicious. Listen, Big shout out to our good brother Matt Storage, man. We want nothing but the best for you, man. We're thinking about you. We're trying to help.
Storage at Chef Storage. Go follow him right now on Instagram if you're listening to us.
That's it. And Dan, you've had his food, right?
Yo, yeah, no, he's a terrific chef. Yo, he's doing things. He's trying to do the provisions things too. Like people really trying to step outside the box of what they're normally doing and try to figure things out. And I mean, that's he's one of those people that's doing it. So. Yeah, Matt, props to him. To everybody, like Connecticut, it's not just Connecticut. It's everybody. Like it's all over. It's all. It's every state. Like every state atop the Mason-Dixon line. Once it's cold and you can't eat inside, what the fuck are you gonna do?
You can't ice, do shit. You ice skate uphill,
dog. It's
gonna
be fucking snowing and blizzards and shit, and you're gonna have to feed 8 people. Like, how is a restaurant supposed to survive on that? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, they have to until
Dan was waiting. Dan was waiting for a crack in the ice to jump in. Did you see that shit? He'd been waiting all episode.
No, I was fired up when I was listening. I was in here. I was, like, yelling and shit because it's just,
it's maddening.
It's infuriating. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Why the fuck? Yo, people have to live, and there's a certain point in which you have to understand that you're actually hurting people by not letting them go. Like, you have to fucking actually let them go, them live their lives, because you got people who are stuck in a house and shit's all fucked.
Damn, we're trying to rap.
Get them! Get them!
Just whatever you end with, just make sure you end it with brother when you're done talking.
All right, brother.
There you go.
Right now, listen, yo, one way or another, yo, we all have to see tomorrow. So that's what it is. You gotta live for today.
But here he goes. Here he goes.
Just try.
Bring it full circle, Dan. Bring it back.
Yo, that's what's up.
I got love for all my people in the restaurant industry. Every people that have been doing the thing. Like, we've all been fighting in these kitchens and shit. I'm not gonna let this fucking stupid bullshit because of fucking some lawyer. Yo, I try to do what I can for everybody.
Damn, we trying to rap, dog.
You know what I'm saying, brother?
Look, hey, next week Jeffy's out of town.
Man, you lost me about 15 minutes ago. What the fuck are you saying?
Gentlemen.
Land the plane.
Land the plane.
Thank you, Dave.
When can all four of us get together?
God damn it, Frank. Land the fucking plane.
Frank, that's talk about on the group text. So check it out, friends. We appreciate...
I'm not there yet.
We appreciate everybody checking out the program tonight. Big shout out to good brother Chef Matt Storch for joining us. Also, shout out Chef Dan Moreau, of course, Chef Frank Bellotti, and of course, Chef Dave down there in Puerto Rico doing his thing. We appreciate all of you people listening to the program. Thank you for all your rating and reviews here of this said podcast. Live show, podcast, it's nothing without you guys listening, so we appreciate it. Thank you so much. The downloads have been fantastic. We have some things coming, Jeffy. We got some big things coming. Some changes are coming to Plum Loaf Foods.
Big things. Plum Loaf Foods Live is going to be live video before you know it, folks.
Why are you giving away all the shit? Jesus Christ, Jeffy.
I want people to be excited. I want them to be able to know that I'm going to be shirtless on television. No OnlyFans. We don't need an OnlyFans. Plum Loaf Foods Live.
But you gave away.
We have chefs with no shirts doing their goddamn thing. All these other men without their shirts on. Look at that. If you guys can see right now, there's a giant nipple on my screen.
Like
it belongs to Frank Bellotti. The other two men, they're all going to wear their shirts. I know Dan will take his shirt off because he does it on Instagram, but the other two, they're going to swim with their shirts on.
No, but I'm going to take my pants
here,
off.
We're out here. Look at this. Look at all this man. All this man on the screen. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to have my belly. We're going to put a movie on it. Who's ready?
This is all terrible.
No one's ready.
I'm just trying to end the show.
Oh, I thought we were doing a promo.
Well, then...
Oh, shit!
Plum Loaf Foods Live. Next week on Plum Loaf Foods Live.
I'm supposed to hit the...
Naked men.
Wait,
are they better serving utensils than Asian women?
Oh, shit!
Whoa, Dave just took it off. Whoa, they're all off. We're all nude, except Dan. This is weird. Which is weird.
I am feeling really... Right now.
Dan, you're probably the sexiest of all of us, and you have your shirt on.
My shoulders look good. What are you talking about?
We're uncomfortable right now.
You guys all look great, man. You have a lot of virility.
I'm about to
all
zipper up my hoodie.
I have this little patch of virility here and one above my ass.
All right, listen, I'm ending this program. Thank you guys all for checking out the program this evening. We appreciate you. We'll catch you guys on down the road. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. Take your shirt off, bitches.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.